we're going to talk health, then it has to be down to David, because I
defer
to
David. You're the recipient of health services, aren't you?
On all matters health. Well, actually, it's funny you should say that. I'm a member of Probus, and we had a guy came, and you remember you performed some questions. And somebody said, would you come along and talk to Probus? And he said, oh, okay. And they said, his topic was provision of health services in the valley.
Right.
And he came to Probus. Well, about 75% of Probus are ex-medics. Well, I've never seen anybody nailed to the wall like he was every time he put a slide up. So what's that? So what are you saying there? Anyway, the following meeting, the chairman said, I thought the questioning was a bit un-Probus-like and quite aggressive at the last meeting. I thought, it's one thing having somebody talk about...
So there you go.
About Oswald Mosley. Somebody coming talking about that health service.
So Martin Robinson is going to be doing one of your sessions later in the year, isn't he?
Is he?
Again, on... Or perhaps he's doing it for the schools, but he's doing something... Because this year, on the 20th of July, at 9... Could be earlier, 9:23 or something.
9:23 in the evening.
What's going to happen?
That's the 50th anniversary of the moon landings.
Of course it is. Oh,
Apollo 11.
Yeah. Right.
Step for man, one giant leap for mankind. They are. So that's relevant for Hope Valley because we're going to have a moon party that day. A moon barbecue.
A mooning or a moon
A moon barbecue. So you're invited to come and cook, Richard.
Okay.
David is famously incompetent at barbecues.
No, I deliberately let you
He claims that he deliberately does it.
I know you enjoy it so much, I deliberately feign incompetence.
I wandered over, because we were invited.
That we're buying a new barbecue.
They were across the road, and it was Rachel's 21st. Rachel Whitney's 21st. Mm. And went in there. And Rachel said, thank God you're here, Richard. Do something with that barbecue, will you? And so I reorganised the barbecue day. And eventually, the food had cooked. And I said, food. And instantly, there was an enormous queue. And they were all girls. But they were still starving. Now, that was... I recognised the technique. And that was good. Make people so hungry, they're grateful for whatever they're getting.
Is that a metaphor?
Amazingly, no one went down with any problems the next day.
And nobody goes...
But I knew, Richard, that I might as well delay until your arrival, because whether I liked or not, you'd take over anyway, so you might as well accept that. So anyway, a moon barbecue, you can come as well, Martin. Yes. It could be don't broadcast this around the Hope Valley, because it's not... I mean, I'm sure there'll be lots of moon events happening on that day. In fact, that could be a theme for your Hope Valley Fringe. Martin Robinson, in his own inimitable way, is giving lectures on the subject to schools. And I thought it would be very sad if we didn't get the benefit of that, really.
Well, that'd be good. Well, that could be good. That could be a good subject going forward. But I was thinking, what's the film that's come out called First Man?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
First Man on the Moon.
It's the story of Neil Armstrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but that would be a good. I don't know whether that's been timetabled for the film festival.
Oh right, the film festival.
Or film
club. Film something.
It was Martin runs, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it a new film then?
Yeah. It's just. It was nominated, I think, for something.
And it's Neil Armstrong. It's about his life.
But I think it's also the business about his relationship with this.
Let me guess. It was Mr. Hanks, was it? Playing.
No, it was. Who's the Australian?
Crowe.
No, not Russell Crowe. No.
Hugh Jackman.
No. Rosling. Ryan Rosling.
Is he Australian? Ryan Gosling.
Gosling.
Is he Australian?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
Jackman, is he Australian?
Hugh Jackman's Australian. Australian,
yes. He's the first cousin of someone in the valley.
Somewhere in the valley?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Who's the lady? Bum Bum. who lives on the road to Edale with a daughter lives in Australia. Trying to think. I'll remember her name in a minute. She plays tennis. Anyway, her husband is the first cousin and they're very...
Are they Australian, though? Or is he Australian?
I'm not sure, but they're very good friends.
Right.
They see each other regularly.
Oh, right, okay.
Hugh Jackman, there you are. You can go...
Well, see, there's the Hugh...
That might be better for you to go and interview him, actually.
Or is he a regular visitor to the Hope Valley?
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I mean, there's lots of interesting relations.
Because there's somebody who's... Well, maybe still is a friend of Rachel Whitney's, whose uncle is James Nesbitt.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Who lives...
Okay, so there are these amazing little links. Then,
and Mary famous. Bailey...
Yeah, who's up the road of the vineyard.
Yeah. If you get her cookbook, the forward is by Holly Valance, the Australian... Because they know Holly Valance. And apparently, she's been seen walking down the high street.
So Melody Price and her husband, Nigel Price. Nigel is the first cousin of Hugh Jackman.
Right.
And they live in Hope.
Hope.
So if he gets sort of wind of this conversation and things happening in the Hope Valley, we might get a visit from him.
And then certainly Wright, what's her name, the first name? The lady who used to run the choir, begins with A. She's Irish. She's the sister of the Irish guy you just mentioned.
James Nesbitt.
Yeah. So they live opposite the one stop going up towards the...
Oh, past the Robin Hood. Opposite the bakery.
Past the Robin Hood. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. There's two notable actors. Close relationships.
Do we have notable, famous people... Little people, you know, what are local celebrities? Would you meet in the Hope Valley?
What's a local
David
celebrity?
David Whitney?
David Whitney would be my
choice as a local celebrity.
Jane Littleland, they didn't buy the house, but he used to be England goalkeeper. What was his name?
Oh, Chris Woods.
Chris Woods. He lived in their house.
Heatherley.
The one up the road here.
Yeah.
When he was playing for Sheffield Wednesday.
On England.
Who else? There was the guy who lived...
There was Gary Magson who
lived
next door.
Nearly knocked over your son.
He nearly knocked over Jonathan Fletcher.
Oh, John.
Gary Magson when he was manager
Stockport,
of Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Which James is a season ticket holder.
Yeah. So there's some notable people. There's criminals, there's fraudsters, there's other people living in the
valley. Well, I know about the fraudsters because of their at least 350-year-old history. What's the society?
50-year-old history?
Yeah, it's the one you go to, the dinner every year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the felons.
The felons. The clue's in the name.
Yeah, it is. Except they're not the felons.
Yeah, I know.
No, they represent the felons.
They try and catch the felons.
That's it. Oh, that's actually. It. They catch, though. They
were
the
farmers way back who, to stop...
It was like 350
sheep
years.
Rustlers and people. They exacted their own. They had their own vigilante sort of organisation and exacted their own.
It predated
penalties.
The police force.
Yeah, Peelers. Was it 1721? Peelers was it?
By
1820, I think the Peelers wasn't it?
Was it? Right.
Okay. Robert
so this
Peel.
Predated that. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
so
Peel.
It does. And when you've got people like David Moseley being the secretary of it, you can imagine it's sort of secret signs and all sorts of other things. And it's a male. There's no women. There is a women's evening, but it's all males. And you recognise them all from the valley. They're all. They've all got secret handshakes.
Yeah, I'm sure you
like
only mix with the great and the good.
I don't. I'm not a member.
It was
there's a limited number.
A young Benjamin Disraeli said about Robert Peel, he has the smell. He has a smile like the brass plate on a coffin.
Right.
That was his intent.
Would you trust him?
Okay.
But going back to Neil Armstrong and
of course.
And, When we were on our holiday, we went to La Paz. There's a place they call Moon Valley that's got all these strange shapes. And right next to it is La Paz Golf Club. And after they'd done the moon landings, Neil Armstrong was playing golf and looked over there. He said, "What do you call over there?" And they said, "Well, it's just wasteland." They said, "Oh, it's just like the moon."
Is that when he admitted to the fact that it was actually all a fraud thing anyway? That's where he went
for
his holiday.
Like Capricorn 1.
Capricorn 1.
Yeah, so now there's walkways and everything, and now it's a big tourist attraction.
Oh, so they created something out of nothing.
Yeah. I bet when he hit the ball, it stayed on the ground because of gravity, wasn't it? You know, gravity or magnetic
Well, I've got to...
You can slow down everything now, you see. This is the conspiracy
theory. You missed this conversation earlier. We had a quiz last night in the Scotsman's.
Oh, right.
One of the questions... What was the actual question?
The question was, what is the force that prevents the atmosphere on Earth from just disappearing into space?
Okay.
And I left the argument between the scientists on the team. One argued vehemently that it was gravity. One argued vehemently it was magnetic force. And the physics graduate from Oxford said, actually, it is magnetic force, but I think the question master is asking for gravity. Anyway, I put magnetic force stroke gravity, and the Rob Nicholson, it's magnetic force, it's not gravity, cross gravity, that's wrong. So we put magnetic force, and the answer was
gravity.
And I've just had an email from Rob Nicholson.
Isn't that the nature of a pub
quiz? Is he still arguing his
case? He's now saying, he says, hi Richard, have a read of this.
Because it's a great explanation.
So,
because
he said, if he says gravity, I'm going over there to have a word with him.
And he didn't.
So right. If he's going to, I'm going to come, yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. How come you didn't go and argue your bloody case, you wimp?
I don't think, you know, I think we should have gone back to the usual fixed point, which is this is a pub quiz, and the quiz questions are going to be aimed at the average person in the street, not a sort of physics PhD from Oxford.
I agree, absolutely.
And gravitational pull and some complex mathematical formula was not the answer that he was looking for.
It was like we were...
Well, you've only a limited amount of time at a pub quiz.
This dominated the whole of our... It didn't really matter that the rest of the questions we got right or wrong, actually. It was all on this one. It dominated, you know, it was like, oh, well, write down the answer to the next question, and let's go back to gravity. What is it, you know?
So it's the movement of the iron core.
In the pub quiz a couple of years ago, who ran the rig Deepwater Horizon in the Gulf of Mexico?
Is that the big BP?
They didn't run it. It was run by Transocean.
Okay.
And Rob said, oh, Transocean ran it. And I said, the answer they're looking for is BP. So I wrote BP down. And he said, that's wrong. I said, I know. But it's BP is what they're looking for.
Still get my point.
And of course, yeah, that's what they said. They asked game BP. I said, told you. They don't want to know it's Transocean. BP is what they've...
Right. This is my objection to crosswords, because I'm not a fan. Because if you're not in the mood or in the mindset of the setting, the person who sets the crossword, you don't get the right words. But if you get into the right, you know, you get used to the theme...
Yeah,
you answer the what you think they're going to give you as the answer rather than what you think it is. And the pub quiz, every time I've gone to those things, I get drummed out because you're coming on doing just what you say. That's wrong. Series, this, I mean, my degree, this is my experience. So you have to...
There was one.
So why is it so attractive then as an event?
What?
Pub quiz. Why do people go?
It's a social thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of us go. So, you know, you're going down.
None of us worry, apart from Richard, as to whether we win or not. But he writes it all down on a spreadsheet.
Is that true? Are you? If you don't win, are you very upset?
Well, we're quite. No, we win often enough.
Upset?
Not to worry.
Upset is the wrong word, but we do like to win.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So,
well, like 1 in 3 or 1 in 2, you know, whatever
you
the hit
rate. You don't want to overdo it.
But you know, the nature of the quiz is changing. You know, there's too many. Cultural questions in it, so we've got to look at the makeup of the team now.
Cultural, pop questions.
Well, pop.
Oh, you mean pop current cultural?
No, yeah, pop current, music questions.
Well, and Oscars. I mean, it was
who was Oscar nominated for Best Actress, but won the award for Worst Actress at the Golden Raspberries
this time around?
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
She was the Mackenzie or somebody, was it?
You're not right.
McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
She was a small lady.
Well,
wasn't she?
Yes.
She's a comedian, I think, isn't she?
We knew it was, but we couldn't remember the name.
McCarthy. Well, like, the reason I knew that, all these things, you read only the headline off your phone, off your alerts, and it says Raspberry and
Oscar
nominee.
Melissa McCarthy.
Well, I don't even said Melissa, so that's why you know these little bits of the information, and you try and hook it together in your own mind.
Mm. Well, the other thing was, as from this week, what advertisers have been banned on all public transport in London?
Now, there's a good one. Has it got something to do with babies?
No.
Okay.
I got overwhelmed by people going, betting, betting, betting.
Oh.
So I wrote betting. It's not betting, it's junk food.
Is it?
Mm.
Oh, that's amusing.
That's
going to
wipe
ears.
Out most of the adverts then.
Well, it probably is. Well, yeah. There'll be more room because there's less of these people on the pictures.
Yeah, on the tube.
But what I say is on television,
it fits into the
why
space.
Can you not advertise tobacco or alcohol, but you can have wall-to-wall betting? I just don't understand that. And it was quite interesting because if you watched Cleaning Up on television, did you see that? With Sheridan Smith. It was a six-parter.
Oh, this is where the cleaners
ladies
sort of got the inside knowledge and doing insider trading and something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, Sheridan Smith is the main protagonist, but she is a gambling addict, and she plays roulette on her phone and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And you get very, very well done. You get a really good sense of just how damaging betting can be.
As an addictive.
And she, using insider trading, she and her mate do very well, and then she spends all the money betting. And then when she comes in some money, she goes to the casino and loses it at roulette. And you see just how bad it can be. And much better than if they were, it was part of the story and the development of the characters, etc.
Oh, okay.
But it was a great advert for the destructive power of betting.
Isn't this the idea? I've never understood the idea of obsessive, addictive natures. But they always they're addictive or anything. So it could be gambling, it could be ice cream, it could be anything. You've got other people who are not that way inclined. And we were talking about this, about alcoholism and stuff. And I'm an alcohol drinker, but the more I drink, the less I enjoy it. So there's a natural cut-off.
And once you've had 18 pints, you've had enough, haven't you?
Jump in the car and go home, yes. No, yeah.
Well, the betting, I mean...
But that's a natural stop.
Hearing the people on the radio this morning, because it was... 40% of people have a bet every month, can you believe that? 40%.
Well, there you are. So that's part of... Yeah, so this is the modern... And it's become so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just get on here and just take a bet. And you can do a real live bet, can't you? I mean, I've seen people betting, a goal in the next 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And does it Bet365 that offer these live...
Yeah.
Live odds.
And Ray Winstone, what does he say? He says, bet responsibly.
And
when the fun goes out, stop.
Yeah, exactly. When the fun stops,
it's almost
stop.
It's almost like an afterthought, really.
Well, it is. I mean, he sits there sort of threatening you, with the sort of, you don't do it.
Yeah.
You're a nobody.
Yeah.
And then the sort of rather meek message at the end covers something.
But and it's but the thing.
There's your friend.
There's my friend. Who's that? Who's
Are
that?
You photographing us as well?
No,
I'm going to photograph you in a minute. Yes. I think we record it. Do you know how long that's taken?
I have no idea.
Probably